Where was Witch Street, Ma?
Lord, exclaimed Mrs. Dawes, don't you know, dearie? You must be a young un, you must. Why, when I was a gal, everyone knew Witch Street. It was just down there where they built the Kingsway, like.
Baldwin Meadows cleared his throat and said,
Witch Street used to be a turning running from Longacre into Wellington Street.
Oh, no, old boy, chipped in Mr. Dawes, who always treated the X-Man with great deference. If you'll excuse me, Witch Street was a narrow lane at the back of the old Globe Theatre that used to pass by the church.
I know what I'm talking about, growled Meadows.
Mrs. Dawes's high nasal whine broke in.
Hi, Mr. Booth, you used to know your way about. Where was Witch Street?
Mr. Booth, the proprietor, was polishing a tap. He looked up.
Witch Street? Yes, of course I knew Witch Street. Used to go there with some of the boys when I was Covent Garden way. It was at right angles to the Strand, just east of Wellington Street.
No, it wasn't. It were alongside the Strand before you come to Wellington Street.
The coloured man took no part in the discussion, one street and one city being alike to him, provided he could obtain the material comforts dear to his heart. But the others carried it on with a certain amount of acerbity. Before any agreement had been arrived at, three other men entered the bar. The quick eye of Meadows recognised them at once as three of what was known at that time as the Gallows Ring. Every member of the Gallows Ring had done time, but they still carried on a lucrative industry devoted to blackmail, intimidation, shoplifting, and some of the clumsier recreations. Their leader, Ben Orming, had served 7 years for bashing a Chinaman down at Rotherhithe. The Gallows Ring was not popular in Wapping, for the reason that many of their depredations had been inflicted upon their own class. When Meadows and Harry Jones took it into their heads to do a little wild prancing, they took the trouble to go up into the West End. They considered the Gallows Ring an ungentlemanly set. Nevertheless, they always treated them with a certain external deference, an unpleasant crowd to quarrel with. Ben Orming ordered beer for the three of them, and they leant against the bar and whispered in sullen accents. Something had evidently miscarried with the ring. Mrs. Dawes continued to whine above the general drone of the bar. Suddenly she said,
Ben, you're the hot old devil, you are. We was just having a discussion, like, where was Witch Street?
Ben scowled at her, and she continued,
Some says it was one place, some says it was another. I know where it was. Course, my aunt, what died from blood poison after eating tinned lobster, used to work at a corset shop.
Yes, barked Ben emphatically. I know where Witch Street was. It was just south of the river afore you come to Waterloo Station.
It was then that the coloured man, who up to that point had taken no part in the discussion, thought fit to intervene.
Nope, you was all wrong, Cap'n. Witch Street were alongside the church, way over where the Strand takes a sideline up west.
Ben turned on him fiercely.
What the blazes does a blankety nigger know about it? I've told you where Witch Street was.
Yes, and I know where it was, interposed Meadows. You're both wrong. Witch Street was a turning running from Longacre into Wellington Street.
I didn't ask you what you thought, growled Ben.
Well, I suppose I've a right to an opinion.
You always think you know everything, you do.
You can just keep your mouth shut.
It'd take more than you to shut it.
Mr. Booth thought it advisable at this juncture to bawl across the bar,
Now, gentlemen, no quarrelling, please.
The affair might have been subsided at that point, but for Mrs. Dawes. Her emotions over the death of the old lady in the street had been so stirred that she had been, almost unconsciously, drinking too much gin. She suddenly screamed out,
Don't you take no lip from him, Mr. Meadows, the dirty thieving devil. He always thinks he's going to come it over everyone.